Gratitude.
Love Talk Radio.
You're too big for error. You're too wise for mistake. You are a mighty God, perfect in all your ways. You were here before my first breath, and you'll be here when nothing else is left. You are a mighty God, forever and always.
You're too big.
Hey.
Nothing else is left.
You're listening to the Spirit Alive Ministries Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Apostle Shalene Cook, and I would like to welcome you to Taking It to the Streets, Servant Leaders, Prayer, Praise, and Testimonies of Thanksgiving Service. Hallelujah. Tonight I am being joined by some of our anointed servant leaders of Spirit Alive in the persons of Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Apostle Zeta Flowers, and Minister Adam Tuggle. Hallelujah. So on behalf of myself, hallelujah, and we also have Pastor Vanessa Carver. So on behalf of myself and all the servants, the Spirit Alive servant leaders, we want to welcome you to tonight's service. Now, one of the reasons it was so important to me to do a prayer, praise, and testimony of Thanksgiving service is because as we look around the world today, we are faced with evil and pain and fear. But we wanted to come and remind you tonight that we have a God that loves us, and he promises to protect us and to keep us. You see, we can trust that God will care for us and keep us safely in his arms. Scripture tells us, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find it. And this includes his protection and his provision. Therefore, tonight we want you to join with us in just praising God, even in this difficult time. So because when faced with pain and trials and lack and sadness, it can be easy to turn away from God and look inward. But unfortunately, my brothers and sisters, this will only bring about more pain and less comfort. You know, one of the most important reasons to pray and to praise and to give thanksgiving and difficult and turbulent times is to allow God to show himself. You see, Satan loves nothing more than to come at us when we are sad, scared, stressed, or troubled in any kind of way, because he wants us to start questioning the goodness of God. And it's the same lie that he's been telling since the beginning of time. And if we don't spend time praying to, praising, hallelujah, and offering up thanksgiving, then we might be prone to believe that lie. So on tonight, we are going to be doing some short teachings on prayer, praise, and thanksgiving, because on Saturday, Minister Tuggle did a phenomenal teaching on Thanksgiving. I have asked him to come forth. And, of course, you know that Apostle Zeta is always teaching us about prayer. And, of course, we have our intercessor, our in-house intercessor in the house with us. And, of course, we have Bishop Lester Carver, who is always phenomenal at praying prayers of thanksgiving. So we are all just going to join together tonight, and we want to come forth to encourage you that God is still high and lifted up. He is still on the throne. He is still in the blessing business. And regardless of what our eyes see and our ears hear, God is still answering our prayers. So before we go forth, let us ask a blessing upon our prayer, praise, and testimony service. Most gracious and Heavenly Father, we come now before your throne of grace just to glorify you, to celebrate, Father God, who you are, just to, hallelujah, magnify you for all of your great works, for you are God alone. We just come tonight to say thank you for being God. Thank you for being Abba Father. Thank you for being a way maker. Thank you, Father God, for blessing us even when we don't always see the blessings. We know that you are still working everything out for our good. So bless every servant leader here tonight. Bless every teaching that will come forth. Bless every servant leader that will pour out, Lord God, so that we might be edified, so that we might be delivered and healed and restored and transformed into the likeness of your very Son. Father, we just come praising you for this opportunity. And it is in your Son, Jesus' name, we pray all things. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Saints of God, the Word of God says in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, it says, come to me, all ye who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Now, I don't know about you, but I found a lot of comfort in that scripture. And also in Romans 8, 26 through 27, where the Word of God says, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches hearts knows what it is, the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. Have you ever just felt like here recently that, you know, every time you turn on the TV and you see that there's been another shooting in Colorado, or you see where they went in and they shot up another bar, you know, another hate crime has been committed, or you go see another battle is being, you know, being fought. You know, have you ever just felt like, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I can't even pray. All I can say is, oh, Lord, or You know, I don't know about you, but sometimes, you know I've been there. But we came to remind you tonight that God does pity every groan, and he has not abandoned us in these times, okay? Maybe we are. Sometimes we might be overcome with sadness, pain, or fear. But God still loves us so much that he is still listening to our cry. In fact, he is given honor and glory by it. You know why? Because it takes courage to bring our tears, to take our tears to God. Even Jesus, when he was preparing for the cross, was so overcome by the sin of the world that he prayed for hours with sweat and tears like blood.
Yeah.
You know, the Lord is no stranger to our pain or our fear. He is our greatest high priest, and we can always go to him in confidence, and we will receive grace and mercy in our time of need. So I've asked for Apostle Zeta Flowers to come in tonight, because see, this is all about a praise thing. This is all about a worship thing. This is all about a thanksgiving thing. This is all about entering to God, into God's gates with thanksgiving, with an attitude of gratitude. So I have asked Apostle Zeta to come forth and tell us why now, of all times, we should be coming forth and lifting up prayers of gratitude unto the Lord. Apostle Zeta, please come forth.
Praise God. And God bless you all. I certainly will. And thank you so much for the opportunity to share. And one of the passages I wanted to read was 100 Psalms. So I'll start out with that, and then I'm going to share about Thanksgiving. We certainly should be praying. Praising God, and also sharing our testimonies as well, because he's been so good to us. And so it is so important that we reflect on the goodness that he has bestowed upon us, and all the blessings that he has bestowed upon us, that we can come together and show our gratitude toward the Lord, because he has been so good to all of us. Amen. So I'm going to read 100 Psalms, and there are so many psalms that reflect our thanksgiving to our Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Right. Let's see. Okay. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Man.
All right. And when we think of prayer, praying and asking God, I mean, not asking God, but thanking God. But I just want to have a brief word of prayer before I go into the rest of what I believe I'm being led to share. Father God, I just thank you. I thank you for this privilege to be able to share your goodness and also thank you for the privilege to be able to pray. Thank you for the testimonies that we have, that we can share. We thank you, hallelujah, because in our testimonies it proves, hallelujah, that you have moved in our behalf. And we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. And as we come before you, Lord, it's a blessing to come before you and worship together and show our gratitude towards you and be thankful for all that you are, all that you do, and all that you continue to do for us, your children. Amen. All right. When I think about a prayer for Thanksgiving, what comes to my mind is kind of prayer. Let's see. I want to talk a little bit about adoration. First, prayer of praise and adoration. This type of prayer focuses centrally and wholly upon God and his characteristics, his majesty, his glory, and his power, and his bountiful beauty, and his unconditional love. In 1 Chronicles 29, verses 10 through 13, it says, wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. And David said, blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Verse 11, thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head all. Verse 13, both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Verse 13 says, now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Amen. Praise God. So we want to praise our Lord, and we want to show our adoration toward him. We want to reverence him. Of course, we respect our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it's just so important to reflect on his goodness to the degree that we want to show our gratitude, and we want to not only allow the Lord to know that we're thankful, but also others that we're thankful. We're thankful to him.
Amen.
Amen.
That's
praise
right.
God. Yeah, well, thank
that's
the
right.
Lord. And I'm going to just share a little bit on, I have some other scriptures here that I'm not
Amen.
Seeing. Okay. Just 1 second here. Okay. The prayer of thanksgiving. The prayer of thanksgiving is a prayer of appreciation for the many blessings and the gifts that God has given you. This type of prayer should be a part of our everyday life. We come to him not asking God for something or to do something for us or for someone else. We come focusing on what we already have and allowing God to know that we are grateful for what he has already done for us. Because it's easy to fall into depression because of something that we don't have. And perhaps some of us have seen that, I have, that people just can get so upset about something that they don't have more than showing gratitude for what they do have. So we need to be careful in that area, that we pay attention and notice the things that God does on a very regular basis, all the time, every day. He wakes us up in the morning. He watches over us throughout the day. He protects us. He gives us what we need. He blesses us. He gives us even more than what we need. He gives us the abundance. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he has already promised that. And so for us, oftentimes we don't even need to ask because it's already been given. And what we need to do is just believe. It's already been given. We've already been in prayer. And so we need to believe. We need to have faith to know that God will do what he said he would do. Praise God. So I'm going to just read Psalms 118 and 28 and 29. It says, "Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." Praise God. And it does. His mercy endures forever. Praise God. And I think about, when we come to God praying the prayer of faith, it is such a blessing because we can know according to the scripture and according to what he said that he is going to do it. By faith, we receive it. We believe it and we receive it. When we pray, we are to believe in the power and the goodness of God. It is used to implement God's will for our lives. Okay? It is belief that God will change things and the conditions as his word has already declared. We are not moved by how things or circumstances appear to be. Okay?
That's right.
And oftentimes we can get in trouble by looking at that. Praise God. Looking at the circumstances.
Uh-huh.
Praise God. And he tells us in his word, "Cast all of your cares upon me, for I care for you."
Okay? Yes.
So most of us already know that. And so we need to walk in that. Give it over to God, leave it with him, and know that he's working it all out because he cares.
Amen. That's right.
Yes. And so we are praying according to what God has already said in his word. And we can stand on his word and know that his word is true. And coming to God, believing by faith, we come to God by faith, we're knowing already. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to read James, the 5th chapter, the 15th verse. It says, "And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if you have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him."
Yes.
Okay. And then here's another very familiar one, Mark 11:24. "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them." Amen. And we even when we pray, we give God thanks. In our prayers, we thank him after we have prayed. Amen. because we're thanking him in advance. If we don't see, you know, what we're looking to see, we can still give him thanks because we're walking in expectation.
Amen. Amen.
From the past. We're knowing that it's coming to pass. So
yes.
We can take time out to thank God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I'm going to just mention about the prayer of agreement, because so often we come to God in prayer, this kind of prayer is a powerful prayer when we come together in prayer in agreement. This kind of prayer knits our hearts together through the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Where two or more persons come together and they agree in prayer for the perfect will of God to manifest. Amen. Because we want His perfect will. Hallelujah. The last thing we should want is our own will. Amen. So we want to line up together and pray for God's perfect will.
Yes.
To be
glory. Amen.
And in whatever the situation is, and in our own lives, whatever it is, amen, to be in agreement, praise God. And this will build you up in love and also a concern for others by praying in agreement. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it's just so many. But,
beautiful. Amen.
I'm trying to stay focused on Thanksgiving and being grateful, but there are so many scriptures that fit, that bring about
gratitude.
You gave
us something to chew on. Praise Him.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So there are just so many reasons why we should be thankful. We should come to the Lord and be thankful. And then, there are times, too, that we need to just come before Him, even on our own, take the time out to just be with the Lord alone and spend time with Him in gratitude.
Hallelujah.
In a personal way, praise God, and just letting Him know that you are grateful for what He's done and what he's doing, and even to the point of how He's using you in the body of Christ in this way to help others to be grateful, to help others to be thankful and worshiping the Lord and praising God and just giving Him reverence that He is so due, because everything we should be doing it for the glory of God. No matter what it is that we do for Him in the body of Christ, serving in our churches and our ministries, or, you know, wherever we serve God, we need to show forth gratitude.
Amen.
That they need to be thankful, that they need to be praising God, that they have reason to. I thank Him for loving me. You know, we can thank
Him for loving me. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
All right. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We're going to. Amen. Thank you, Apostle Zeta. That was awesome. Mm-hmm. Now, I have the second leg of this, because we came to remind you that we need to always be praising God. You know, I've been noticing that, you know, there are so many Christians today that are doing things and they're murmuring and they're complaining and they're whining and, you know, but the Word of God says in difficult times, we ought to praise God. Sometimes we got to just praise our way through. But I can't even tell somebody tonight that praise is always, always a choice. It is one of our weapons in our arsenal, just as prayer is, but it's always a choice. The psalmist said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. You see, so that tells me right there, praise is always a choice. And no matter how, like Apostle Zeta said, no matter how things look what we see, what we may be going through, we can choose to praise God, or we can choose to allow our fear, our worry, and our stress to control our minds and our hearts. Or we can just get our praise on and confess and let the world know that the Lord is in control.
Amen.
You know, we don't have to look like what we're going through.
Amen.
You know, when we can praise our way through, we're saying, yeah, hallelujah anyhow. See, mm-hmm. I know what it looks like. I heard what it sounded like, but my God is still in control. Now, I'm not saying that's going to be easy. Not at all. But I can tell you this, something that I know for myself, that when we choose to praise the Lord, especially when the crazy times, the chaotic times, the turbulent times, I can guarantee, as that man says, three things are going to happen. You know what? Pray, because see, I tell you what, praise moves our focus from ourselves to God.
Yeah.
See, we got to remember that going through difficult stuff is a part of life. You know, God never promised us isolation from hardships or challenges. As a matter of fact, he said, in this life, you're going to have trouble. But fret not. I've overcome the world.
Yeah.
But see, when we looking at all this stuff going on around us, or we got things going on in our own lives, you know, we can get completely focused on our problems.
Amen.
And then we can become centered on our, so centered on our problems, y'all, that we completely forget about the problem solver. We forget who we belong to, whose and who we are. The psalmist said in Psalm 42 and 11, why am I so depressed? Why this turmoil within me? Put your hope in God, for I will still praise him, my Savior and my God.
Yeah.
See, when I praise God, especially during crazy situations, my focus is no longer on me. You know what? I heard this old-time preacher say a long time ago. He said, this is about 30 years ago, I heard this preacher say, too often we gaze at our problems and we glance at God. However, we should be gazing at God and glancing at our problems. You see, when we praise God in difficult times, in crazy times, in chaotic times, we can forget. We don't have to be focused on ourselves, but our focus is on the one who loves us. Like Apostle Seda just said, we're focused on the one that we can go to and cast our cares on, because we know that he cares for us. Hallelujah. So we can praise him. Praise also reminds me that God is in control. You know, when I praise God in these chaotic, turbulent times, I'm reminded that God is never surprised by nothing that goes on in my life. Like Bishop Carver said yesterday, God is omnipotent. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's omniscient and he's omnipresent. That means he's all-knowing, all-present, and all-powerful. So, you know, nothing surprises him.
Right.
You will never, ever hear God say, wow, I didn't see that coming. You see, he is Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. Wherever you go, he's already there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He knew what you were going to do before he formed you in your mother's womb. He knew what we was going to do before the foundation of the earth, of the world.
Yeah.
Jesus said in Matthew 10 and 29, he said, and I'm going to paraphrase, he said, are not two sparrows sold for a cent? And yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. But the very hairs of your head are numbered. So do not fear. You are more valuable than those sparrows.
Mm-hmm.
See, when I praise God in these crazy situations, I'm saying to God, I understand that you're in complete control. Hallelujah. I understand that you are aware of my situation and that you're handling it. You are handling it. See, not only does he care, but he promises to strengthen us. The prophet Isaiah said, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous hand. See, when we just keep on saying hallelujah anyhow, when we just keep on praising God, we gain hope. As Apostle Zeta said, as we offer up that thanksgiving, as we offer up that praise, we gain new hope.
Yes.
When we remember that God is in control and he's working all things for our good. And when I praise during those times, those crazy, turbulent times, my praise is my confession of my dependence on God.
Yes.
See, I'm saying, when I praise my way through, I'm saying, look here, I can't depend on me. I can't do this in and of myself. Because if God doesn't do it, it can't be done. When I lift my voice in praise, I'm telling the world that Jesus is my only true source. I'm telling the world I look to him for my wisdom and my guidance, knowing that he is always faithful and he always loves me. So when I'm afraid, when I'm going through, when I'm tired, I just press in and I put my trust in God. The word of God says in Psalm 56, 3 through 4, when I'm afraid, I will put my trust in you, God. In God whose word I praise, in God I have put my trust, and I shall not be afraid. What can mere man do to me? See, when I just praise my way through, I'm confessing my dependence on God. I'm saying I'm completely void in and of myself. But with God on my side, I can do all things, be all things, have all things. And for our young converts, I want to take it one step further. I want to tell you tonight, because see, we just don't want to tell you about praising. We want you to learn how to praise God. We want you to offer up prayers of thanksgiving. We want you to offer up your praise. And I came to tell you, it might not seem natural at first. You might feel a little uncomfortable, but go ahead and praise him anyway. Now, wait a minute. Don't fake it. You need to be honest, because God already knows your heart. So if you don't feel like praising God, tell him that. But then go ahead and praise him anyway.
Amen.
And see, you need to get in the habit of verbalizing your praise. Praise is meant to be heard. Don't just walk around doing all your praising on the inside. Praise God openly. Praise him so people can understand that you have a faith, a hope, a trust in a God that never fails. And I'm going to tell you something else. There's something powerful about hearing your own voice praise and worship God. Also, young people, in those times of fear or worry or indecision, use those things as indicators of when to praise God. See, when fear and worry raise their ugly heads, use that to remind you that God is in control. Use that to remind you that God is sovereign. Use that to remind you that your hope is not in and of yourself. Your hope is not in the things of this world, but your hope is in a God that can do all things but fail. So when your fear and worry comes upon you, look here. Use your weapons, your divine weapons given to you by God. Counter that fear and worry with praise and worship.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, you need to allow God, humble yourself, and allow God to teach you how to walk through the situation. See, you need to know that God never wastes any events in our life, any of the events. Everything that's done in our lives is done for a reason. Why?
Mm-hmm.
He wants us to grow as we become more like Christ by through every situation that we face. You know, so when you're praising God, when you're offering up thanksgiving to the Lord, hallelujah, don't forget to ask him, Lord, what more can I do for you? Is there something I should learn from this situation? What do you want me to share with my brothers and sisters? And then like Apostle Zeta said, just look back over your life.
Thank you,
and look at all the times and places where God was right there with you, even at the time you may not have even known it. See, part of praise, just like prayer, is reviewing God's faithfulness and his goodness in your life. It's about reviewing his provision. It's about what he's already done. How he's already died for you on that cross. How he's already rose for you off that cross. How he's already ascended from up to heaven and sitting on the right hand of the Father interceding on your behalf. Beloved, I pray tonight that no matter what your eyes see or your ears hear, that you will have a life that is filled with praise and thanksgiving. And speaking of thanksgiving, now I'm going to ask that Minister Adam Tuggle come in with some highlights from his wonderful teaching that he just did on Thanksgiving. Then I'm going to bring Bishop and Pastor Vanessa and Mother Mitchell in so they can put some more meat on the table and more praise on the table and offer up some testimonies of praise. Hallelujah. Minister Tuggle, come on in the room.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. Thank God. First of all, I want to thank God for the Lord Jesus Christ being the head of my life. Thank God for each and every servant leader that is on here, giving honor to each and every one of you in Jesus' name. On tonight, the Lord, I'm going to try to do this the way the Lord has leaded me to. The meaning of Thanksgiving is not what we know in the natural, such as one day, but it is an everyday thing. Thanksgiving is a time to give God his just due. Thanksgiving is a time to think about what God has brought you through. The definition of Thanksgiving is the expression of gratitude, especially to God. Thanksgiving is the forefront of, is one of the forefronts of our salvation. In John 3:16, it states that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. This is an act that which Jesus gave his life for us. And in return, we must give an act of thanksgiving unto him.
Amen.
And he gave his life for us so that we might have a right to the tree of life. And when we receive that tree, when we get to that tree of life, we now have to show him gratitude in the act of giving him thanks. So what is Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving is the it is entering into the presence of God humbly with thankfulness to his name.
Yes.
As it's already been read, Psalms 100, verses 1 through 5,
let us
know that we must praise him. The Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. This is an act of thanksgiving. And you might say, well, I'm not saved or I haven't been, I'm not a blood-washed believer, so I can't praise the Lord. Well, guess what? I'm here to tell you, you can praise the Lord, because the Bible says in Psalms 150, verse number 6, it says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
The Lord.
Amen.
This is an act of thanksgiving. Giving God his just due. Giving God his just honor. Because the Bible says in Luke chapter 19, verses 37 through 40, that if we do not praise him,
well,
see, sometimes we feel like we can't praise him or we have nothing to praise God for. We have nothing to give him thanks for. Hallelujah. Even though we might feel that way, or some people might come to us and say, well, you have no right to praise him. You have no right to give God thanks. Look how your life is going. Everything is messed up. Everything is topsy-turvy in your life. But when I read Luke chapter 19, verses 37 through 40, the Pharisees were trying to get Jesus to rebuke the disciples for them rejoicing. And Jesus said unto them, he said, and I'm paraphrasing here, basically what he was saying was, if they don't praise him, the very rocks will cry out.
Mm-hmm.
This means the earth will cry out. And between me and you, I don't want no rock crying out for me, because the rocks did not go through what I went through. The rocks did not experience what I have experienced. The rocks didn't
Come
go
on.
Through the pain that I went through. The rocks
All right,
did not
now.
Go through. The rocks did not go through the circumstances that I went through. So I have to give God thanks. The songwriter says, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, this is a reason to give God thanks. This is a reason to be in the season. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians verses chapter 5, verse 18, that in everything give God thanks.
Yes.
This is a form and an act of thanksgiving. This is why we say, every day is a day of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is not just one day. Thanksgiving is not about how much food you eat. It's not about the turkey and the dressing. It's not about all of the good fixings that we have on the table. And it's not even about the cars and the clothes, but it is about our adoration unto God. It is our adoration. And in Luke chapter 19, verses 37 through 40, as I was saying, we sometimes have mind battles, because we think that, hey, the Lord hasn't blessed me with a new car or a new house, or maybe you're on the mountaintop and you feel like, I got all I need, so I don't need to give God praise. But guess what? You need to give God some praise, because the Bible says, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord." And you might think, "Well, I'm not blessed with a new house. I'm not blessed with a new car. I'm not blessed with this. I'm not blessed with that. I don't have nothing to give God praise for." But if you are listening to my voice today, if you are listening to our voices, and I say this on my show every Saturday, if you are listening to me right now, you are blessed. Not because of my voice, but because if you hear my voice, you are in the land of the living. And that is a reason
Hallelujah.
To give God praise. If you are listening right now, You have a right to give God thanks. You have a right to be in the spirit of thanksgiving. Why? Because you are living on today. The dead cannot praise him. Why? Because the dead can't speak. The dead can't shout. The dead can't lift their hands. The dead cannot say thank you, Jesus, no more. But the living can. Hallelujah. We are contracted to give God thanksgiving. We are contracted.
That's part of the deal.
In Psalms 34, verse number 1, it says, I will bless the Lord at what?
Not sometimes, but
everything that goes on in my life, I will bless him. Every time I'm going through a tragedy, I will bless him. Every time I'm going through a good time in my life, I'm going to bless him. Every time I'm on the mountaintop, I'm going to bless him. Every time my kids, hallelujah, are blessed, I'm going to bless him. Every time my wife is blessed, I'm going to bless him. Why? Every time I turn around, I'm blessed. That is the reason why we need to be in the season of Thanksgiving. We are contracted because, number one, we have life. Number two, we have blessings on top of blessings. And number three, we are still yet in the land of the living. And if I could give my quick testimony, I have a right to praise him. And maybe you don't have the same testimony I do, but I understand I've known the Lord as a healer. I know the Lord as a keeper. I know the Lord as a provider. I know the Lord as, come on. Thank you, Jesus.
Go ahead.
I know the Lord as somebody that I can call on in the midnight hour.
Anytime.
Thank you, Jesus. I know sometimes in the middle of the night, I probably would bug my wife if she's sleeping and I'm going through something. I need to just talk to somebody. And I sometimes I can't call on my wife because I'm going through so much. But I got a man that I can call on named Jesus. That is a reason
hallelujah.
To give God praise. That is a reason to give God praise. Because in those lonely moments, in those lonely hours,
Lord,
when family's not around, when friends are not around, when trouble's against you, when problems are against you, even when family and friends are against you, just like Job went through. He said, for God I live and for God I die. He didn't, thank you, Jesus. He said in the word of God, Job let us know that we must praise him. Job let us know. He said, for the Lord giveth and the Lord God taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What this means is that anything that I face with, anything that I go through, no matter what it looks like, no matter the report, no matter the doctor report, I don't care what the doctor said about you. I don't care what man has said about you. I don't care what that person has said. I don't care what the circumstances have said. You got to give God praise and you got to give him thanksgiving. Why? Because you, above everything else, you made it through the problem. You are still here. You are still alive.
Thank you, Jesus.
The only time you've been beaten is when you go down and you stay there. But when you've been, when you've been talked about, when you've been messed with, when you've been beaten down, when life has got you down, but you can still raise your hands and say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Pastor Dorothy McGordon used to say, you are a winner. Why? Because I'm not going down to the enemy. I'm fighting with everything within me. And just because I got a problem in front of me, you might have a problem in front of you. Hallelujah. But guess what? I'm going to tell you, I'm going to show you how to fight your problem off. I'm going to show you right now. You got to give God your best praise. Even when it don't feel good. Give God your best praise.
Give it to him anyway, like I just said.
I remember, and this is the last thing I'm going to say. I remember I went to a service one time, and I had a minister prophesy over me. And he said, the one thing that keeps you alive is your praise.
Yeah.
And he said, the one thing that keeps you alive is your praise. Yes, you have. Yes, you have the Holy Ghost. Yes, you have. Yes, you have joy. Yes, you have Jesus. But the one thing that keeps you alive is your praise.
Is your
because
praise.
Your praise.
Amen.
Your praise and your thanksgiving unto God speaks volumes. Your praise in the midst of circumstances, your praise tells your problems and the devil himself that don't mess with me.
That's right.
Your
I'm on the devil.
Your praise tells the enemy, it not only does your thanksgiving and your praise tell the enemy, don't mess with me, but it confuses him.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you go through the problems, you're going through the circumstances, and you're praising God despite the circumstances, despite the problems, it confuses him because he said, I thought I had her. I thought I had
him. Right.
So that's
Amen.
Why I'm saying that in the closing of this, you give God praise and you give him everything you got. Give him everything you got, all of it.
Yeah,
leave
it all.
Give him all the praise.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Glory to God. All right. Now I would like to call on. Now we still have three anointed servant leaders in the room. So now I would like to call on my dear sister, Pastor Vanessa, to come on in the room. Take your time and let the Holy Spirit use you as he always does as you pour out on God's people on you know, just your praise, your thanksgiving, your prayers, whatever God has for you to give us, sister, give it to us, child, because we ready to go higher. Amen.
Good evening. Thank you, Apostle Cook. Good evening, everyone. There's not too much I'm going to add other than to say that all of us know how important it is to pray. And how relational it is. It is a relational thing. It's an intimate thing. It surrounds you. It makes you safe. It reminds you of the glory of God, of the presence of God. It fills a place. It changes an atmosphere. I pray. So I thank God for this show.
Our Thanksgiving
does that. There's so many tools that we have in our toolbox that we're supposed to use. And praise is a big one. And I'm going to tell you what, no matter what's going on in your life right now tonight, as Apostle Cook has eloquently said, and Apostle Zeta has awesomely presented and taught about push through the pressure. And don't allow the circumstances to morph or mutate your praise. See, when we praise from a place of pain, it is perfect praise, especially from when it's in the spirit. When there is a song and a sound that is released as we speak in tongues, as we praise in tongues, it's a powerful thing, especially when it is a bunch of us doing it together, when it is a place of worship. So I don't want to just mention praise. I want to talk about worship, which is adoration as well. And it's not anything that we can ever underestimate the power of.
That's right. Amen.
I think tonight's show is just reminding me that, just like I think it's the reason why Apostle Cook wanted to do the show about praise, because she's right. It elevates things to a whole nother level. And it dwells in the midst of our praise, because as we begin to praise him, he's right there. He surrounds us. And even when the praise has stopped as it pertains to the song or the dance or whatever we may be doing, it's with us. It's almost like somebody put a blanket on. Last night, this is something I want to share. I was in a place of just dealing with a whole lot, kind of like what Minister Tuggle was mentioning about having all this stuff on his mind, and then got up, began to pray and speak to God. And as I began to do the same thing last night, I put a blanket over me, a physical blanket, and the Lord said, I am with you, just like that blanket. I have wrapped myself around you. And it brought me to a place of tears that I couldn't release until I decided to get to that intimate place. So I just want, and it has to come out. So your praise is a place of intimacy. It's praise a place of healing. Praise is a place of restoration. Praise is a place of joy. Joy can be restored in a place of praise. But I want to read to you, the last thing I want to leave with everyone is, this is one of my favorite songs lately. And I think all of us can think of different songs that just help us enter in, right? We begin to hear it in our heads. We begin to, you know, just get in a place of submission. Sometimes it brings us to our knees. This song is called The Goodness of God. And it's a song by Bethel Music, but many artists have sung it. CeCe Winan just did it. I love this song. I can hear the first four lines, and it just immediately takes me in. But I'm going to read it to you all tonight, the lyrics, okay? And think of that song or that perfect song, especially it could be a song God gave you for you. But you know what? Don't forget the sound that it releases in the atmosphere. So this says, I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I have been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Because all my life you've been faithful, and all my life you've been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of
God.
That I love your voice. You have led me through the fire in the darkest night. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father, and I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. All my life, you've been faithful, and all my life, you've been so, so good. With every breath I'm able, I will always sing of the goodness of God. Because your goodness is running after me. It's running after me. And she just keeps singing that. And with my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything because your goodness is running after me. So I just want to leave that with you all tonight. And just remember how good God is. And it may not be this song in particular. It may be a song God gave you just for you. It may be a song that God has given you to release and declare over your family, over your job, over your neighborhood, in your ministry. But whatever it is, just remember that praise is a weapon, and it releases a sound, and it's God's sound. Be blessed tonight, everyone.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor Vanessa. Hallelujah. We're going to go back through the house in a moment because we are going to be praying some prayers of thanksgiving and releasing some blessings into the atmosphere. But right now we're going to ask Mother Mitchell to come on in and let the Lord use her in her own way.
I don't know what I can say. I'm sitting here with my mouth hung open. This has just been so good. Oh, my goodness. From the first introduction into the praise and prayer and testimonies that you did, Apostle Cook, to Apostle Peter. And on and on and on. The little things that I had thought of to say are that the Lord gave me. I hadn't felt good all day today, and I didn't even think about the program.
That's all right. Just praise him anyway. Hallelujah.
I can tell you this. Let me tell you a few things. And then I want to do a little tribute to Apostle Zeta about her children, because I want to tell her something that the Lord says about it. It says, I'll just start with that because some of the rest of this has already been said. Scripture in Mark, it says, people were bringing children to Jesus that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he became indignant and said to them, let the children come to me. Do not prevent them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these.
Amen.
I say to you, whoever does not accept the kingdom kingdom of God like a child will not enter it. Then he embraced them and blessed them, placing his hands on them. You can read that in Mark 13.
Amen.
But what I want to say, encourage Pastor Apostle Zeta, this is what a proverb says. When justice is done, it brings joy to the righteous, but terror to evildoers. Every time we pray and ask for justice to be done for these children who are being abused, killed, sold into slavery, sold the evildoers should be in total terror. Do they not understand that our great God, our mighty God, our majestic God is seeing everything that they do? They are going up. Oh, I couldn't even think about hurting or harming a child. I would think.
Okay, let's get back to
Jesus.
Would that be into hell so fast my head would spin?
Let's get it. Let's get our praise on.
Amen.
They don't seem to understand that nothing is going to happen to them, and they just keep on. But he says, justice will be done, and it will.
Amen. Praise the living God.
Yes, that God
will have justice for all these people. And I was thinking about the little boy that they're looking for in the dump. And it just hurts my heart. So that they are assuming he's dead. And they think his mother killed him.
Well,
Jesus.
Amen. Jesus, just touch, Lord. Just
bless her, Jesus. Bless her, Lord.
Touch Jesus. Touch Jesus.
Yes. Right.
We praise you, Lord, even in the face of that, Lord. We praise you.
Yes.
We praise you, Lord, because we know you're working it out, Jesus.
Yes.
We know you're working it out, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for being so good to me. I praise you for everything that's been said, because at some point in my life, it has touched my life. And I
Amen, that's awesome.
I praise you that you loved me. I praise you that you went to the cross, had your son go to the cross to save me.
Yes, Jesus, we thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Some people don't
believe
you
Lord.
But
Jesus.
I know he did, and I thank you for it, and I thank you. And
thank
I come
you,
to the throne morning when my eyes open, I come with a humble heart. But more so than that, I come with a thankful heart, because you
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And you kept me
the
protection around me. You bring me to danger seen and unseen. Some I don't even know.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Amen.
Holy and mighty name. Thank you, Bishop. Thank you.
Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you because we know that God is indeed an equalizer. Hallelujah. We know that God can do with man what we cannot do. So we praise God for being Almighty God. We thank God for being our avenger. You know, he does avenge us, our adversaries. So we're just grateful to God that he is a protector. Hallelujah. We just thank him for just always standing in the gap for us. So right now we're going to ask for Bishop Carver to come on in and let the Lord use him in his own and perfect way. So Bishop Carver, come on in and pour out us some knowledge and wisdom and understanding.
Praise the Lord, Apostle. I just want to thank God and let everybody know that God is really looking for us to acknowledge him in all of our ways.
Yes.
You know what it says in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, that we're to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. And in all of our ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct our paths. One of the things that we have to take from this is that God is always with us everywhere. God is omnipresent. He is omnipotent. He is omniscient. That means that God is present everywhere. God is all-powerful, and God is all-knowing. And we have to understand that that is where our security is. That is a lot to be thankful for. And
yes,
when we acknowledge God's presence in our life everywhere,
yes,
no matter where you are, then you can be thankful for the fact that you have an all-powerful, all-knowing, everywhere present God that is your Heavenly Father. And
yes,
that's where your security is. That's why you can reject your own understanding. You don't have to lean to your own understanding. You don't have to look at the circumstances. You can trust in God as an act of worship. See, thanking God is simply acknowledging his presence and letting him be who he is. God is all-powerful. God is all-knowing. And God is present more than anything else. And when we look at ourselves, when for those of us who are parents, it is our presence in the lives of our children that make our lives important and provide that that comfort, that protection for our children, just as God provides that comfort and protection for us. So look at what it says here. It says in Matthew 6:34, take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And what God is telling you is to learn how to live within 24-hour components of God's grace and mercy. We're not worried about the day before that we can't change. We are not worried about the day after that is not even here yet. Christ might return before then. We are focused on today's grace, which is new, and today's mercy, which is new. Understanding that God's grace is all of the great things he gives us that we don't deserve, and it's also his enabling power that allows us to do all that he gives us to do for him. And in addition to that, we receive his mercy, which consists of all of the punishment of the punishment that we do not receive, that we do deserve. And God lets us get back up and get back to work. He allows us to receive that mercy so that we do not disqualify ourselves from being able to do what he's called us to do. We have no excuse. We're able to get up and get right back to work for him in that 24-hour compartment of time. We don't have to wait till tomorrow. We do it today. And knowing that he's empowered us to do that, that's why we reject our own understanding. We don't lean to our own understanding. We trust in God to be able to empower us to do all that we need to do today. So I want to go to 2 Corinthians 1:3-4, because it says, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforted us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. And see, it's not about just us being comforted by God. It's about us being comforted so that we can comfort others. Understanding that God is the Father of mercies, is extending mercy to us so that we can extend mercy to others. And see, that is where our thankfulness is realized. That's where it's actualized. That's where we get to the doing of showing that we are actually thankful, is extending that grace and mercy that we receive from God to others. And I'll tell you, that's where your fruitful walk with God is manifested in the earth. So I want to land in this last passage of scripture here, Philippians 4:6-7, where it says, be careful for nothing, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And see, it's the peace of God that passes all understanding to you and keeps your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So that passing through these 24-hour compartments of time, you're peaceful. You're confident. Your
yes.
expectation is in God to be faithful because
Amen.
He's proven himself to be faithful in all that we do so
yes.
that we are thankful when we make our requests known to him. We do speak to God with grateful language as we let him know what it is that is on our heart. And we're never
yes.
overwhelmed because we understand that we can trust God with all of our heart
yes, yes.
and all of our mind and all of our strength.
Yes.
I'm going to pray right
Amen.
Now. Heavenly Father, I thank you for
you,
your goodness in our life, God. Father,
yes,
I praise you. I magnify you. I lift you up, God. You're greatly to be praised. There's no other like you in heaven or earth or under the earth, God. Father, we thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, that you sent to pay for all of our sin, God. Father, we thank you for his broken body that was given for
yes.
our physical wholeness, God. Father, we claim that wholeness right now in the name of your son, Jesus Christ, God. Father, we claim that more than abundant life physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and financially so that we can
yes,
represent
God.
You in the earth and receive and produce in our life that fruit of the Spirit that allows us to manifest your power in the world as we walk in love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, kindness, patience, faithfulness,
yes.
and self-control, God.
Yes.
Allow us to live a more than abundant life so that we can introduce others to that more than abundant life through the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Father, I thank
yes.
you for your word that you've given us, that
yes.
you continually remind us of your presence in our life and the power of the Holy Spirit within us that you've given us so that we can be more than conquerors in all things. I thank you for this right now. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. It is now time, my brothers and sisters. First of all, I just want to say that the wonderful servant leaders did a phenomenal job in just reminding us why it is so important to pray. Even in, you know, when times get the hardest, when they get their roughest, their toughest, Minister Tuggle, I've heard Bishop Lester say it also, we've all said it, this is not the time for us to lay down on the job. This is
Amen.
The time for every blood-washed believer, hallelujah, to testify to the goodness of God, to let others know that we have a lot to be grateful for.
Yes.
And that we need to spend more time just talking to God, not just seeking his hands all the time, not just sending up the SOS prayers or the 411 prayers. We just need to go up there and hang out with the Lord and tell him
yes.
how grateful we are. We need to offer up those prayers of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. We need to let him know that we're grateful for what he's already done.
Amen.
We're grateful for him dying on the cross. We're grateful for him loving us
yes.
so much that he gave his only begotten son. We're
yes.
grateful
yes.
for his atoning work on the cross.
Yes.
We're grateful for all those times we fell down yes. and we knew it wasn't nobody but him that picked us up.
Amen. Yes, sir.
We're grateful for all
Amen.
Those times that we ran on out there before the Lord. And even though we ran out there, he let us, and look, and we fell down. You know what? He loved us so much. He picked us up, dusted us off, hit the reset button, and put us right back on track.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So right
Amen.
Now what I'm going to do is we're going to go back through the house, and this includes all of you that are sitting in the house. We're going to just right now, we're not coming to the Lord tonight asking the Lord for anything. One thing I love about Bishop Carver is he always prays a prayer of thanksgiving. He always tells God what he's grateful for. And I love
Thank
that.
You.
I love
Amen.
That. You know, he's not going to, he, you know, because he knows God sees everything.
Yeah.
Right.
So he's going up there saying, you know what, I'm glad that you already in the middle of a situation.
Amen.
So instead of my focus being on what's going on in the world, I'm just going to tell you I'm grateful. So right now, I'm just gonna pray right now, and then the saints, the servant leaders, any servant leader that wants to jump in and follow can do that. You know, hallelujah. Because we all need to offer up prayers. We've all got prayers of thanksgiving.
Yes.
Father yes. God, I just come before your throne of grace, not asking for anything. Right now, I just come up here, Lord, to say thank you. Thank you for being my sustainer. Thank you for being a keeper in my life. Thank you, Lord God, for being a healer in my life. Father God, you brought me through fire. You brought me through sickness. You brought me through car accidents and surgical procedures, Lord. And you never left my side. Hallelujah. Father God, I praise you for your provision. Because tonight I'm sitting in my home, Lord God, with food to eat and heat, Lord God. And I can fellowship with the saints all over the country, Lord, as though we're sitting in my living room. Lord, I could come tonight praising you for all of those who will be edified, who will be empowered, who will be inspired and uplifted just by hearing the saints say, God, you are good and your mercy endures forever. Lord, just like my sister said, your grace and mercy chases us. It follows after us. Hallelujah. It overtakes us, Lord God. And we're just so grateful for your love. We're thankful, Father God. I'm thankful that you don't give me what I deserve.
Lord.
Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, that you have exchanged my ashes for beauty for ashes. I want to thank you, Lord God, that you cleaned me up, that you turned me around, that you're ordering my steps so I'm always on solid ground, Lord God. I just want to thank you for loving me in spite of me. I just want to thank you, Father God, for just picking me up and strengthening me when I don't feel like going on, when I don't feel like doing it, Lord God. All I need to think about is what you done for me.
Yes.
And Lord, I get the strength. I find the peace. I am filled with joy.
Thank
so Lord, I just want to thank you, not just for what you do in my life, but for who you are. Father, I give you all the honor and the glory and the praise. I magnify you on tonight because you're worthy. You're worthy, God. You're worthy of my praise. You're worthy of my attitude of gratitude. You and you alone, Father God. And I just want to say thank you in Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen and amen. Pastor Vanessa, next.
I'm here, Bishop. Father God, we thank you, Lord, today. I just thank you, Father God, today for your sovereignty, for you being God no matter what's going on in our world or around us, Father God. I just thank you, Lord, today how your sovereignty, your might, your power means everything. Thank you, Lord, for bringing to remembrance who you are through your holy word that is active and alive and is powerful. So I thank you for your word. I'm thankful for your word today. I'm thankful that everything that you have said, Father God, is going to come forth and is coming forth.
Yes,
I thank you, Lord,
yes,
that your word is not, it will never turn back void. I thank you, Lord, today that your presence, your very presence in my life has been more than I can ask for. I thank you, Lord, today because you knew me before I was in my mother's womb. And I thank you, Lord, today that you prophetically have spoken over my life in so many magnificent ways. And you have joined me together with some powerful ministries and some powerful people of God. And so I thank you, Lord, today for showing yourself strong in areas of weakness in my life, for putting me in places, Father God, where I'm being hard-pressed. And as it pertains to being pure as gold, I thank you, Lord, for that, my love walk and everything else that you said needs to improve. Father God will improve because
thank
you have
you,
never left or forsaken me. I thank you, Lord, today that your steadfast love and your true justice and righteousness, Father God, is exemplified in my life every day. I thank you, Lord, today for my husband and my family, my spiritual family, my natural family. that is always showing me who you are. Despite what we go through, despite what we may see, Father God, you are still great. And I can never say or think that you are not good. Thank you, Lord, today for redefining to me what your sovereignty looks like every day.
Yes, thank you.
I thank you, Lord, that I will never forget how good you are. There's always going to be a praise on my lips. There's always going to be thankfulness in my heart, no matter what. Even when life brings me to my knees, it brings me to my knees.
Yeah, we're still going to pray. Yes.
To you. And I thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Mother Mitchell, prayer of thanksgiving.
Heavenly Father, I just come to your throne of grace just saying thank you, Lord. Thank you for being my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me when I couldn't save myself. I just thank you for my family. I thank you for my three children. I thank you for all my friends and those who love me and look after me and try to keep me on the right path, especially my oldest daughter. And I thank you, Lord, that she keeps me grounded and keeps me steadfast. And I want to be like that river of water. I shall not be moved. I will always bless your holy name.
You
shall always keep a praise in my mouth for you. Because you have done everything to me. You keep me safe. You keep me grounded. You have kept me on this journey for a lot longer than some have been on this journey.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
People say sometimes he keeps you on the journey because you're messing up so much. No, he keeps us on this journey because he loves us so much. And he loves us and he keeps us walking in the straight and narrow way. I thank you, Lord, for all you are, all you will be, and do in my life, and those are the lives of those I love. And I thank you, Lord, for what you do in the lives of those that hate me or try to hate on me. They made me strong. They made me better.
Yeah, that's good. That's good right there.
You are so good to me. And when you come and speak still voice in the morning in my room, Lord, the whole room seems to take on us.
All right. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Wherever you go. And I thank you for it, for having that in my life, Lord. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Minister Adam, come on in the room with your prayer of thanksgiving.
Amen. Lord God, we come to you right now, Lord God, thanking you and honoring you and praising you for who you are, Lord God. We thank you on today. We give you praise of thanksgiving. We pray unto you now. We thank you for who you are and what you have done for us in our lives, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, protecting us, allowing us to lie down on last night, on this night, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for your hand of protection over us each and every day, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for providing for us, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you how we sustain each and every one of our needs, Lord God. Lord God, but we want to thank you mostly for you being you, Lord God, for you being the El Shaddai, for you being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Lord God. Lord God, being, hallelujah, the bridge over troubled waters, Lord God.
Yes, you are,
being, hallelujah, seeing every issue that we are in, Lord God.
Yes.
Lord God, being the all-knowing God, hallelujah. Even when we don't even see the way out, you make the way, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for you making the way out for us, God. Hallelujah. Every circumstance we go through, we thank you for you going through it with us, Lord God. Never leaving us and never forsaking us, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for your holy word, Lord God. Hallelujah, that we can learn from, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, hallelujah, for keeping us in our right minds, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, keeping us healthy, hallelujah, to do the will, hallelujah, that you have set out for us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we give you praise. Lord God, we give you honor. On today, Lord God, we thank you, hallelujah,
for
this Thanksgiving season, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, that we have the benefit of knowing, hallelujah,
that every day is a day of thanksgiving, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God, just for being able to say your name, Jesus, Lord God.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, for
thank
calling
you,
on
Jesus.
Your name, Lord God.
Yes.
Lord, we thank
yes.
you for your name having all power. Huh? Lord God, we know, hallelujah, that the blood still works, Lord God. And we thank
yes,
you for the shedding of your blood, Lord God. But most of all, we thank you for saving our souls, Lord God. Filling
yes,
us with
Jesus.
The precious
thank
gift
you,
of the
Jesus.
Holy Ghost, Lord God. Saving us from a devil's hell, Lord God. Lord God, we
yes.
thank you on tonight, Lord God. We thank you for every word that was said on tonight. We thank you for everything that was done, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Apostle Zeta, come on in with your prayer of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, I come to you with thanksgiving again because my heart is full of thanksgiving for you.
Yes.
Father God, thank you. I thank you so much for all that you have done for me over the years and how you blessed me to go to the foreign field and how you took care of me when I was there and how you blessed me to be a blessing. And I just praise you for it, Lord. I thank you. I thank you so much for all that you've done and the things that you have entrusted me with for God. I thank you. I thank you that my whole life is totally surrendered unto you. I
yes.
thank you for that, Lord. I thank you. And I thank you, Lord, for my children. I thank
yes,
you for
Jesus. Thank you for the children.
To me, God. I thank
yeah.
you, hallelujah. I asked for children and you gave them to me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for each one, Lord. I thank you for Andre. I thank you for Lily. I thank you for
yes.
Bill. I thank you for Najee. I thank you
yes.
for each one, God, that you entrusted me to bring up, to raise, to take
yes,
care
Lord.
Of.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And help them in their education and all the things that you allowed me to do with these children. I thank you for it in Jesus' holy and righteous name. I thank you that on this past weekend, I was with my children, and I thank you for it. Lord.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
For it.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Lord, for a relationship that's been restored. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And my children, I thank you for it, Lord. I thank you. I knew it was coming. I knew it was just a matter of time, but Lord, I praise you for it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah, because when we place our children in your hands, Lord, and leave them in your hands, hallelujah, we have nothing
yes.
to be concerned about or worry about because we know that they're in the best of hands when they're in your hands.
Yes.
I thank you for it, Lord. I thank
yes.
you. I thank
yes.
you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh,
thank
God,
you.
I thank you, hallelujah, that the one that wasn't even speaking to me, hallelujah.
My
so
Lord, won't he do it? Thank you,
Lord,
Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus.
He hear God. So I thank
you,
Lord. Thank you,
Jesus.
I thank you, hallelujah. Oh, and I thank you, Lord, for how he poured his heart out and told me about some of the things in the church that he didn't like and that he doesn't like. And he was telling me about the leaders that are unrighteous and so forth and said that that's what he's struggling with. And I said, well, I listened to him and I said, well, son, I don't like it either, but even more than that, God doesn't like it.
Hallelujah.
So,
amen.
He's the one. He's the one that will straighten it out. But I thank
yes,
God.
Yes. Amen.
Him.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
He's
faithful.
Hallelujah. I thank you that he has blessed me to be able to minister to my own children. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Also, I thank him that I can step back, hallelujah, and allow somebody else to teach, to pray over
yes.
them, and all of these good things. It doesn't have to be, always have to be me. So I thank God for that. I thank
you,
him
Lord,
for the
humility
I can have in him. I thank him for all that he has done for me, the miracles, the healings, and all the things that he has wrought in my life. Times that it didn't seem like there was a way out. It seemed like there was a time that I wasn't going to be here. Hallelujah. But God saw fit. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So I'm thanking him for me. for all of my years and all that he continues to do for me and to use me for his will and his glory.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. We praise
thank
and bless
you.
Your holy name.
Thank you.
You know, thanks to God, we want to just remind you that here at Spirit Alive, we are here never, ever to condemn or to judge. But
that's
what
right.
we are here to do is to educate, instruct, equip,
yes.
make
yes.
disciples, be ministers
yes, yes.
of reconciliation.
Yes.
Because it is our fervent prayer and our desire that you come to know the Almighty God that we serve. We want
yes.
you to come to know the love of Jesus for yourself.
Yes.
So you might have been listening on tonight, and you heard Minister Adam Tuggle reiterate the word of God in Psalms 150, let everything that has breath.
Mm. Amen.
Pray for the Lord. Let everything. And what I'm submitting to you tonight is if you do not have a relationship with Jesus, if you have not made Jesus your Lord and Savior, I want you to go ahead on and throw your hands up in praise, because see, Jesus is standing at your door knocking.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is open the door and receive him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
All you have
thank
to do is say, Lord God, I'm a sinner, and I repent of my sin. For I believe that you are the Son of the living God, and that you came and you died and you rose for my sin. Now I'm asking you to come into my life and save me. Teach me your ways so that I can be used in the furtherance of your kingdom. And I pray this in your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now go ahead and get your praise on. Go ahead and throw your praise on. Get your praise on and be thankful that you have received him today.
Amen.
Because tomorrow's
amen.
Not promised to us. Tomorrow's not promised to us. And if you said that prayer with me, then we want, on behalf of myself, Mother Mitchell, Apostle Zeta, Minister Adam, Pastor Vanessa, Bishop Lester, we want to be some of the first folks to say, welcome to the family of God. Welcome.
Yes, Lord.
And
amen.
It is our fervent prayer. Hallelujah. That first and foremost, you join with a body of believers that truly love the Lord, and they conduct themselves as Christ would have them to do. Hallelujah. But I say that, you know, whether it be through Zoom or through Blog Talk, however, but find a place where your soul is being fed, where you are being watered and nurtured by the word and love of God through his people.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And
yes.
then we want you to study to show yourselves approved. See, because see, the more you know about God, the more praise you're going to give him. The more you will have an attitude of gratitude.
Amen.
Because you will understand your relationship with him, and you will understand that he don't owe you anything, but we owe him everything.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, we want you to engage in praise and worship, and we want you to understand that these weapons, they are intertwined. They become a way of life. Prayer is a way of life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Living a life of thanksgiving, which means Everything that we do, everything that we say shows our gratitude.
Yes.
For what God has already done.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We live a life of praise. Because we know no matter what happens, God is still high and lifted up, and he's on the throne. He is still in control, and he has said he is working all things out for our good.
Yeah.
So we don't have to worry. We don't have to fret. We don't have to start murmuring. We don't have to start complaining. We don't have to start walking around talking about, oh, I'm so depressed. Oh, I'm so discouraged. If you're a child of God, that don't even sound right.
No.
Because we serve a God that is one, as our Pastor Vanessa so articulately put, he's sovereign. He don't need our help.
Amen. Oh, yes,
amen.
He is.
Okay, he don't need our help.
No.
See, his will is going to be done with or without us.
Thank you.
So what we going to do? We're going to let our fear and our frustrations and our worries control our mind? Or we going to trust in the mighty God that we serve? Or we going to trust in what he's already done in our lives, and just continue to give him all the honor and the glory and the praise? The choice is yours, because prayer is a choice. Praise is a choice. Offering up thanksgiving, that's a choice. But doing nothing is also a choice, and it's still yours.
Mm-hmm.
It is our fervent prayer that you choose. You choose Jesus. You choose to give him the honor, the glory, and the praise. You choose to worship him with the way you live, by the way you live your life. You choose to testify to his goodness by the way you love and serve others.
Yes.
We just pray that you will let this Holy Spirit minister to you through these difficult times so that you will continue that walk in that peace that surpasses all understanding. You will continue to walk in that joy that strengthens you. Hallelujah. You will continue to be able to walk in righteousness and holiness because you won't be allowing your fear to have you picking up the bottle or running out in the looking to escape or trying to find that next big drug, because your all of your hope, all of it, is Christ Jesus. So once again, I want to thank my beautiful family, whom I am always so grateful for, because they're faithful, they are obedient, they are transparent. And most importantly, they are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So, Mother Mitchell, I want to thank you. Apostle Zeta Flowers, she is the founding pastor of All Nations Christian Fellowship in Oakland, California. I want to thank you. Minister Adam Tuggle, I just want to thank you and give our love to your pastor. And First Lady, your mom and dad, tell them we love them. To Pastor Vanessa Carver, Bishop Lester Carver, you are just one of God's power couples. I love you so much. So grateful. Oh, you're such a beautiful example of working together for the kingdom. Because, see, a lot of people think, you know, they believe that God just put couples together to procreate. But he didn't. God put couples together to build the kingdom together. That's what he did.
Amen.
And that's what you're doing very beautifully, as well as you have raised your children and starting on the next generation. And we're just praying your strength, amen, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we just praise God for each and every one of you that were in, that was in our studio tonight listening. We pray that you prayed along with us, that you touched and agreed, that you were blessed by just being able to hear that God is still in the miracle working business. So for all my health and all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network. We just want to pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week. Please continue to walk with us here. Tomorrow night, you can hear Bishop Lester Carver at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time for his Tuesday night teaching. You can also hear on Saturdays Minister Adam Tuggle and his program, The Summit. Hallelujah. So we want to wish everybody a beautiful and blessed Thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Although we do know that every day is a day of Thanksgiving, but we know that it's up Thursday, the rest of the world will get, the rest of the country will get on board. Okay. So we want to wish you a beautiful and blessed time with your family and your friends. We want you to give God some glory. We want you to be thankful. Hallelujah. We pray that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from our household to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night and God bless you. From all of us here at Taking It to the Streets and the Spirit Alive Network. My beautiful kingdom family, you were awesome. Thank you, each and every one of you. Absolutely beautiful. Good night.
Love you.
God bless you. Love
you. Love you all.
Love you.
God bless you.
Happy Thanksgiving. Good night, everyone. Have a good holiday.
Good night. We love you.
Good night.
Happy holidays.
God bless everybody.